Hello, I have an invitation to tea with the Queen.
Yes, Emma's been expecting you. Please come in.
If you had zero money, but a big idea, how would you start a business? What kind of businesses can you create with little to no funds? And what free tools can actually help you grow? In this episode, we'll break down practical, creative strategies to showcase your expertise, market your service for free, and build momentum without spending a cent. Do you know why I know we can do this? I did it. I was the person who had no money, no clients, and no cents, as it turns out, to build her business. Now, I have a coaching business, a service-based business, and I'm going to talk about some of the things around that. But I want you to know it can be done. So if you're sitting there thinking to yourself, I need to start a business, here are some tips. If you're thinking to yourself, I don't have a lot of money in my business right now, that's okay. We can make sure that you can use all the free things to get started. We're going to cover what kinds of businesses work best, how to market yourself for free, and why service-based businesses are the best bet, in my humble opinion. I started Emma McQueen Pty Ltd on the smell of an oily rag. One of my messages to myself, one of the rules I had with myself, is I was not allowed to spend money until I had made money. And boy, when you've got a rule like that, you work out really quick how to make some money, and then you work out what's going to help you make some more money so that you can keep investing in your business, right? And I think it's really important to know that up front, that this one sentence has shaped my whole business, and I've been in business for almost 8 years. So, what kind of business can you start with no money? It's a great question. The key here is to choose a business that doesn't require upfront investment, like inventory or products or office space or equipment. So then the natural inclination is to go to service-based businesses, right? The best option when you're starting with nothing. So for me, it was business coaching because I had a background in business coaching. It could be social media management. It could be virtual assistants. It could be copywriting. It could be consulting in whatever the area of expertise you have. It could be graphic design or branding. Now, I have a background in human resources. I've got a degree in commerce. And so it would have been really easy for me to flick into HR consulting. But I just did not want to do that. I did not want to do that, and which is why I chose business coaching. I've been trained with the Institute of Executive Coaches and Leadership in Sydney, IECL, and I had been a business coach. I had been a coach within a business coaching executives for 12 years. So I knew that I had good, steady credibility in the coaching space. The other thing you could do is to have digital products. If you have the knowledge to share, create digital products or ebooks or templates or online courses or any of those, it's a great way to start with no overhead costs. That is not me, but you could do that. And then freelancing. So platforms like Fiverr or Upwork or LinkedIn, they all allow you to get started immediately. Here's what I'd avoid. I would avoid product-based businesses. They all require upfront costs for inventory or shipping or manufacturing. And then I would also avoid, when I'm first starting out, bricks and mortar businesses, because rent and utilities can be a killer, absolute killer, if you're not making the revenue and, more importantly, the profit, right? But there are a stack of free tools that you can use to influence and grow your business, right? I want to give you some of those free marketing growth tools so that you can see how you can just leverage them smartly. So social media, let's talk social media for a minute. LinkedIn, free. Yes, you can buy premium. Do you need premium in the first instance? No, you don't. You can position yourself as an expert in the space. You can share insights and you can connect with potential clients. LinkedIn is a professional platform. So if you're in the consulting or coaching or freelance space, you'd probably look on LinkedIn. Instagram and Facebook, both free, both great for personal branding, reels, engagement, all of the things. And then we have TikTok, not my favorite, and YouTube. We use YouTube a lot. We use YouTube Shorts because it's short form video content, which is booming, which helps you to build trust fast. Content creation is also free. You can just use your phone and some natural lighting and throw it on YouTube. You can use your phone for podcasting. There are free apps for podcasting, apps like Anchor, which now is Spotify for podcasters to record and distribute your episodes. There's blogging. Blogging is so free. You can use Medium or Substack or a free WordPress site to establish whatever you've got going on, your content, your credibility, your thought leadership. And then there's these free business tools, Canvas Free, Google Docs and Notion and Calendly. And so there's a lot of free business tools that you actually have at your disposal. I always say you need to start where you are. I know that we want to start with the end in mind. I want to make this much money, but we actually need to start where we are and we actually have to try and keep ourselves debt free for as long as possible. When I first started, I had a GoDaddy website. I built it on the train just so I had a landing page for people to go. In hindsight, I didn't even need that. I had so much credibility on LinkedIn, right? So how do you market yourself without spending a cent? So the biggest challenge is getting seen, but here's how you make it happen for free. You have to showcase your expertise creatively. So offer free value through your content, LinkedIn posts, YouTube videos, wherever it is. Host free workshops or live sessions on social media to attract your clients. You can share client wins and testimonials and case studies to build credibility. You can leverage networking and word of mouth, so engaging in Facebook and LinkedIn groups where your audience hang out. You can collaborate with other small businesses for cross promotions and offer discovery calls. Here's the thing though. Here's the big thing. And this is what I did. I literally pounded the pavement. I finished with my corporate role on the 30th of November and I started pounding the pavement on the 1st of December. Everyone told me I was nuts. Everyone said everyone was closing down for Christmas. I thought, it doesn't matter. I got nothing else to do. Let's do this. So for the weeks preceding Christmas, I had 3 to 5 coffees or teas or waters or whatever it is a day. Face to face, belly to belly. I looked up my LinkedIn network. As I said, I had come out of the credibility space and I had looked up my LinkedIn network and they were very happy to hear what I had done and what I was going to do. And I sold one offer and that was it. It was one offer. It was 3 to 5 coffees a day. I ran that experiment for about 10 weeks. So I had a bit of a break over Christmas, but I ran that for 10 weeks. And that got us so much work. I was full for a year. I didn't do any of the other bits. I focused on LinkedIn. I focused on my GoDaddy website and I focused on providing value to my clients. And that was it. So I know that you can do this. There's so much more now that I know that I could have, should have, would have done, but hey, it hasn't stopped me at all. There are a few creative ways to stand out. So you could run a 5-day challenge, a 3-day challenge, a 2-day challenge. You can run it on Instagram or Facebook. Last year, we ran something called the BD Sprint. We're running again this year, but last year we ran it and I did one live with one of my very good friends, Nikki Ellis from Cinch Training. Our live lasted for 7 minutes on Instagram. And from that 7 minutes, we got 55 women signing up. It's not hard to do. You just have to be in the mindset that you actually can get this thing done using not very many tools at all. That was just Nikki and I having an Instagram live. So you can also get interviewed on other podcasts and tap into new audiences. I do get asked a question a lot. Emma, should I start a podcast? I say to my clients, I wouldn't start a podcast until I was bringing in revenue of about $300,000. Otherwise, I just feel like it's a distraction. But in the meantime, go on as many podcasts as you possibly can. Now, I want to tell you why I think service-based businesses are the best bet. There's no inventory, no product development costs. You get immediate cash flow because you sell your expertise or results or outcomes. Higher profit margins because normally it's just you doing the delivery and you have flexibility to pivot and refine your offers. Now, do I still have that offer? No, I don't. But have I refined it? Yeah, absolutely. So once your service business is up and running, then you can reinvest in digital products or memberships or online courses for all the other things. I think starting a business with no money is totally possible. And it makes you focus on high value service. It makes you think outside the box. It makes you use free tools and you work out how to market yourself smartly. The key is to start now, take action and build momentum. I would love to hear what you're planning to do now from the things that I've said. What will you take away and what will you action? Hit me up in the DMs. or on text message or courier pigeon, however you want to do it. I would love to hear. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to Tea with the Queen. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help to get the word out. For more about me, please visit emmamcqueen.com.au, and I look forward to your company next episode.